9 from 779. Go ahead, Forrest.
We got a Christmas tree today.
Oh boy, did you go out and get your own?
Got one.
Breaking up real bad for some reason. But did you go out and get your own?
Yeah, we went up Clover Creek and got one way up there. And quite a lot of snow on the road. Actually, up Dead Indian Road, I think.
Yeah, good. The whole family go out. Imagine if you did, y'all had fun.
Yeah, it was nice to get out and do that, so we'll get that set up in a bit.
I hear that. Yeah, I remember we used to, too, but this year we're just going to put up our little small one right in the window and going to do a 20-pound bone-in prime rib and on the smoker on the Traeger and just going to have the kids and Katrina's fiance and just me and Linda, pretty much, and that's all we're going to be doing.
Yeah, we got a marinated tri-tip we're going to make for Christmas and have a dinner, so that'd be great.
There you go. I went to Chef Foods, and they had one 20-pound prime rib ordered. And when it came in, Han and Tim and them guys down there took it, put it in a box, and put it in the vegetable section so nobody knew what it was.
Nice. Eating some pizza. Yeah, I got my ham license last night, so that was exciting. So I was kind of getting on the radio today and hopefully not being a pain in people's butts, but doing some checks and some radio stuff, so it was pretty fun.
What are you running as far as, are you just using HTs?
Yeah, I got one from Jim, just one of the old other ones that he had, so I got a dual band Nagoya on there. It's not the quarter wave. I don't know if it's quarter wave. It's a VHF, UHF, so that's what I got on there right now.
Radio's a Nagoya?
Yeah, a 701C, I think it is. I've had it for a long time.
Yeah, I've got, got two of the UV5Rs, and I've got the AR152s. Yeah, I've got four of them here, but I just use them for monitoring. I don't get on it. I don't transmit on it. I keep the keys locked, so anybody else gets a hold of it, they're not going to mess around with it.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to eventually probably get a Q10H, save up for it, and get that radio. I was going to get the green one. I figured it wouldn't confuse me because I would think green eggs and ham, and that's a funny little thing I thought of, so I wouldn't pick up the blue one and start transmitting on with my ham call sign. So that's what I was thinking about doing, maybe getting a signal stick for it eventually. And quad band, so that would be kind of fun to do.
I hear that. You eventually going to get you a bass?
I don't know. We'll see for now. I'm not really going to do any HF stuff. I just run handheld and see how that goes for a while.
I hear that. Yeah, my next step is getting... I kept saying I was going to get one of the Ocean 1000s, the 50-watt in the truck, but then I got really curious into the repeaters, so now I've got everything I need for the repeater system, except for I haven't tuned the antenna, and got to do some programming, which, I'll probably have to have a little help with that, But I've got everything I need, and so after I get that set up, get it tested, and get it to where I can use it for hunting or here at the house or whatever I need it for, then my next step is going to be to get another Ocean 1000 G+ for the truck. I bought the coax, I bought the ghost antenna, I bought the magnetic or the screw-on mount. I've got everything except for I just need to pick up another the Ocean 1000 G+.
I was thinking if I wanted to do a base, I already have a UHF antenna, so it would just need to be tuned. I don't think I'd want to use it in its current state. It's not tuned to 70 centimeters, though. It's tuned more to GMRS, so. But it has some indicators on there that kind of give you the frequency range to tune it to. So it might be something I might consider in the future.
I hear that. I've got the tram that Dell recommended, and I got the KMR 400 coax that he recommended, which, man, that stuff is really stiff. I see what he said about being real careful with it because you can snap that center solid core on it. I've watched videos on tuning the tram, and doesn't seem like it's real hard. It's just you got to take your time and make sure you do it right. But, yeah, I watched videos, three or four videos on the tram, and it's a three-step process with a tram because it's got three sections to it inside that you got to clip to the right size in order to tune it for GMRS or whatever you're tuning it for.
That KMR 400, wasn't that the stuff we used when we helped Jim install his J-pole?
I'm not sure if it was or not. It might have been because I think I refrained from putting a rain loop in it. And it probably was because it was stiff enough to where I didn't want to bend it for a rain loop. It's like on the 4603 that I've got up for the base station here at the house. That was easily, I bent that to where I could put rain loops in it so nothing gets back down, you know, and in the house or anything. It just drips off. Yeah, I don't think I did Jim's when I actually got it mounted up, everything mounted up on the roof.
I know it was like a wire, like a half inch in diameter, it seemed like, trying to get it into the house. You know, it was like unwinding a huge coil, being careful doing it.
That probably was the KMR 400 then. Yeah, I don't remember. I didn't even think about it, actually. But I know, yeah, that KMR 400, I was messing with it just a few minutes ago, showing a buddy of mine that's really interested in getting GMRS, and he's just in there, holy cow, man, that stuff is stiff. I said, yeah, it is. You got to be careful with it. I didn't realize you had to be that careful, but, I mean, I remember Dale telling me, if you get it, don't bend it. Break. Go ahead, break.
Yeah, it was the KMR 400 that you guys put in for me.
Okay. Yeah, I just couldn't remember, Jim. It's supposed to be one of the best for coax like that, especially for no loss. And yeah. So anyway, that's what I got. But I think what I did was I messed up with mine. It's because I got the base for the repeater, the tripod, and it's really heavy duty. It's actually made to bolt down to concrete. And it's pretty heavy. It weighs about probably 30 pounds, and it spreads out pretty good, and it's really heavy duty. But when I did that, I was figuring I was going to probably just use it only up about 15, 20 feet. So I think that KMR 400 I got is only like 30 feet. And then what I do, I go out and buy 30 feet of mass to go into my base tripod. So I think I'm going to end up ordering another coax, another KMR 400, but probably have to go about 50 feet with it.